You're listening to The Mark White Show.
That's a good how do you do.
Have you been searching for a rewarding career as labor, skilled labor, or lead man supervisor? Premier Structures may have the career you've been looking for. Premier Structures offers three stages of profit sharing, 70% of health insurance covered for individuals, and plenty of room for growth. Premier Structures is located in Athens, Alabama, and serves all of North Alabama, and is licensed in Alabama and Tennessee. To find your career with Premier Structures, go to premierstructures.com or give them a call at 256-232-2092. Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Sometimes life brings you a moment you always will remember. Some of nature's most beautiful creations, framed by places we know and cherish. And aren't we in luck that some of life's most memorable scenes are right here at home, all together at Alabama the Beautiful, the group on Facebook, where the eye captures the moment, and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out AlabamaTheBeautifulMagazine.com.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes. At Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant, you can enjoy all-you-can-eat meats, home-cooked vegetables, and homemade desserts. Fuquay's Soul Food Restaurant is located in Rogersville, Alabama. Fuquay's can also take care of your catering and party needs. Check them out on Facebook or give them a call at 256-607-7120. A new location is coming soon to Hartsell, Alabama, so stay tuned.
For all your
strawberry
needs, I suggest J. Calvert Farm, located 3 miles south of Dodge City on Highway 69, exit 299 off Interstate 65. J. Calvert Farm currently has
strawberries.
Give them a call at 256-636-2752. That's J. Calvert Farm in Dodge City, Alabama.
J. Calvert Farm.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
This is Nico Johnson from Andalusia, Alabama, assistant football coach at University of Texas. Be where your feet are. You listen to The Mark White Show.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, I'm Crystal Gale, and you're listening to The Mark White Show, and one smile can make a difference.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White. Something
good today. Welcome to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Florence, Alabama at Studio 23, as I have with me April Houghton with Seven Wood Designs with her loved and wanted token project. I recently was with Brenna Williams, who's an 11th grade English teacher at Brooks High School, and we talked about the kindness project there at Brooks High School, and I'm happy to have April with me today to share about this You Are Loved and Wanted token project. Welcome to The Mark White Show, April.
Thank you so much. Glad to be here.
Very glad to have you. This is a passion of yours, an effort that has a lot of love to it, to get these to students in particular, some of these schools, and to have these kids learn how to care about other people, to show concern for other people. That's something that Brenna
it was very important to her as she conveyed the reason behind the Kindness Project at Brooks High School.
Right. Well, it's kind of strange how it all started out. It really was a childhood friend of mine. When I was in high school, we were best friends, and we stayed in touch all these years. And she was having a really bad day. She struggled with mental health for many years, and she was having just a rough day. And she just said, I wish someone would just say, I love you. I want you here. You're wanted. She goes, you know, there's just days where you just feel passed over. And I just thought to myself, well, good night. Is that what people need? Like, do you need? I have 7 children. I'm very blessed. I hear I love you every day. I have a loving husband. I have a huge family. Like, I don't think I go a day without hearing that. So knowing that there's others that don't hear that was not something that clicked all the time with me. So I thought, well, good night. What could I do? You know, what can I do to maybe help someone else like her? So I am a woodworker by trade. I grew up in the wood shop with my dad, and I do laser and engraving. And I always have amazing extra wood. Always. It's good wood too. And like, you don't want to throw it out. So you just have piles of scraps. So I thought, what can I do? And I remember my dad's a preacher. And for years, he would always have these little Tuit tokens. If you're an 80s, 90s kid, they'll remember them. But it was like these little tokens that were just had a nice saying and was like, you know, just something inspiring, encouraging. You keep it in your pocket. And I thought, well, what if I just made like a little token that you just keep in your pocket and you could give it to someone? So I made a couple. March 9th is when I started it. I made a couple with some scrap wood. I had to go to Lowe's because woodworker had to go get some things. And I thought, here we go. I'm going to test this out. And I went up to this gentleman. It was an elderly gentleman, just kind of looked like he was sad. I mean, I don't know his story. And I said, hey, how are you? And he just kind of looked at me. He was wearing overalls. I wear overalls all the time. And I said, we're twins today. Just, you know, strike up a conversation. And I said, I just wanted to give you something. And I handed it to him. I said, I just hope you have a blessed day. And he looked at it and kind of looked at me and just tears. And I'm like, oh, no. I shouldn't have done this. You know, I'm like, maybe I should not have been doing this. And he said, I let him choke up for a minute. And I said, are you okay? And he goes, my wife just passed away 2 weeks ago. He goes, you don't know what this means.
Oh.
And he was at Lowe's getting gardening things to try to keep her garden going. And so he was dressed as though he was, you know, ready to get in the garden like he would with her. And I was like, well, I'm so sorry. And I talked to him a little bit and I thought, man, this project might be doing more for me than it will for him. So I posted about it on Facebook because why not? You know, when you've got great people on Facebook. And they said, please sell them. And I'm like, oh, no, this was just me trying to do something to help. And they're like, and the response was just hundreds of people on my Facebook asking for them. So I thought, okay, what can I do? So I looked at my scrap wood and I said, okay, I'm going to make them and I'm not selling them. I'm going to give them away. Because how do you put a price on something that maybe could help someone? I mean, you don't always know who you're giving these to and you don't know what's going on in their lives. And it's just something little, something small that they can know they are seen and they are wanted. And, you know, we want you here. And, you know, maybe they've never heard that. You know, a lot of us are blessed to hear it all the time. But so that's how the project actually started. And it's just kind of taken off since then.
We all come from different backgrounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I've shared before, my earliest background was not necessarily the most pleasant one until my grandparents gained guardianship. And my grandfather was a preacher. And so it changed my trajectory for life because they took me and cared for me. And so everybody has a different experience early. They have a different experience as a teen or young adult, then into adulthood where you start to lose loved ones and people who are really close to you who may have called you every day, who may have texted you every day and acknowledged your existence and let you know that they cared about you. And when you lose that, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
And you need somebody to come in and step in, not that they can ever take that person's place, but to show that they are also concerned about you, that there's a reason for you to be here, that you have a purpose.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of this. I know people that have gotten these tokens, you know, some of them give them to loved ones. Some of them give them, they go to school students. I've had churches. I've had beautiful missionaries. There's some that are 800 are heading to Romania as we speak. We translated them to, is it Romanian, I guess? They're just going everywhere. And, you know, and my scrap pile is now nothing. I have no scraps left because we've used them all, which is great. But people have just helped with donations to keep this going. And it's one of those things where I really thought, oh, I'll make 100. You know, and this week I did update and we're well over it again. But this week I updated and 21,000 of these tokens have been made. And it's just, it's crazy. It's just crazy how it, I don't know, how it took off, and just something so simple, but it makes such a huge impact. And one of my favorite things is to get tagged on Facebook, or someone sends me a screenshot and it's, hey, someone handed this to me in Walmart parking lot, and I don't know who you are, but thanks. You know, and it's just all these, and we don't know these people. We don't know them from anything. And it's just the coolest thing to see where they're making and the small impact that they're doing, you know, for other people. It's
really
cool.
Congratulations on crossing 20,000 and then 21,000.
Thank you.
As you continue your mission and effort. I think it's really nice when you can come up with an idea that not only benefits other people, but helps you too. That's the way my show helps me, because I'm able to have you share, and I feel good about that. Having you an opportunity to be able to share about your effort makes me feel good. And when we have something that is mutually helpful, that's really nice. If we can find that in our life where we're helping ourselves, because we have to be encouraged too.
Absolutely.
To keep moving forward.
Absolutely.
Otherwise, we're not doing anything
because
we're down.
There's a lot of nights making a lot of tokens that it gets really lonely sometimes.
I can imagine.
Yeah. And, you know, and one thing when I did this, I wanted to make sure it doesn't have my business name on it. There is no business. There's no business cards with them. There's nothing. Because I wanted it to be about that person. That was the whole purpose of this. And I think so many people grabbed onto that, and why so many have supported this effort is because they knew it was about the person. It wasn't about the business. It's just a really cool thing that has taken off that I'm excited. I'm a part of it. I didn't start it, but I'm a part of it because other people started it. So
we carry on various missions and legacies throughout our life.
Absolutely.
That people started, and things that we do because we saw someone else do it. And that's a great thing, because it picks up the torch and continues to run forward. And you're helping a lot of people in this way. I know the school at Brooks High School, they were incredibly happy and pleased with the project this year, as it's grown from the time that Brenna started back when she was teaching, I think, 7th and 8th grade.
Is she not amazing?
To the point she's saying, yes.
She gives me 11th. Chills. Wow. I love her. I love her heart. Yeah. So this project fit right in with hers, because I love seeing those. And I had Brooks school students who I don't know. I have 7 children, but I have 5 that are still in school in Florence. But I had Brooks students reaching out to me on Snapchat just to, look what I got. Look what I got one.
Very
I got.
Nice.
You know, they were just so excited. You know, just, I don't know, this little piece of wood. It's just a piece of wood. And, you know, you would think you gave them gold the way that they're reacting.
So how did you connect with Brenna?
We're friends on Facebook. So, I mean, honestly and truly, I've known her. You know when you know someone on Facebook, but you don't know them. And then
right.
They walk in, you're like, oh, that's who you are. You know, it's one of those. But we've known each other through mutual friends. She's been in the studio before. And I that's just how it all kind of happened. And she messaged me and was like, I really want to do this project. And I think these kids need it. And I'm like, absolutely. How are we going to do this? And she had it all planned out of, you know, raising money for, I think there was donuts included and all these compliments. And so it just all worked out. I was really excited to be able to work with her, because she breathes these projects of loving on other people. So it was fun to be with her to do that.
It was a perfect marriage with
absolutely
the compliments that the students were giving each other, and then with the tokens to follow that, to have something that's tangible that they can carry with them. As you mentioned, your own father, as he carried tokens back in the 80s and 90s, and I do recall those. I do recall being handed those and having those thoughts, those messages. And that's always an encouragement. It doesn't matter if we're in the 80s, 90s, or 2023, we've always needed that encouragement from somebody. And maybe today, I don't know, I'm not out there all the time to see what's going on in the world, but I think maybe with technology and some of the other connections that we've lost, that one-on-one conversation that we used to have with people may not be as frequent.
Absolutely.
As it was, say, 30 or 40 years ago.
And it's so funny you said that, because I put it on my Instagram story this morning. So I was talking about, you know, when you give someone this, because the token says you are loved and wanted. So my first thing is, make sure you talk to someone and talk if you're giving it to someone, because A, they might think you're hitting on them. if you're not like, you know, getting everything right, you're loved and wanted. Wait, who are you? You know, but talk to them and say, you know, look, I just want to bless you with this today. And I just want to make sure that you personally know this, you know. And so it does. It strikes up the conversation, just like my first token ever, that gentleman. And I have had dozens of conversations with people that, you know, you just, you know, I play sports. I play tennis with a group of ladies, and a sweet lady that I played. I gave her one after our match. And I just want to say, hey, I just wanted to give this to you. And she is 2 years in recovery. And she's like, no one has ever said this
oh,
to me.
Wow.
And I'm like, And I didn't know that. I'm like, oh, but you know, you just sometimes feel led. And I was like, I just want to give you this to make sure you know that. I mean, you don't know people's stories. You don't know who they've lost, what they've been through. And, you know, something so simple, just to, and it can change their trajectory so fast, because we don't know what happened that morning to them. You have no clue. So, you know, it's just, it's a fun little way that I feel anyone can get involved in it and hopefully bless others.
Right now, folks, we're talking to April Houghton. We're in Florence, Alabama at Studio 23. She has Seven Wood Designs, which is a You Are Loved and Wanted token project. I found out about this initially through Brenna Williams at Brooks High School, and I'm glad to be here at Studio 23 today to have April share about this special project. And I hope you'll stick with us as we continue this conversation on the other side. You are listening to The Mark White Show, and I'm your host, Mark White.
We can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Bob Sykes Barbecue Restaurant has been a staple in Birmingham, Alabama for decades and is celebrating its 65th anniversary. This history is shared in a new book, From the Pit to the Plate, the story of Bob Sykes Barbecue by Birmingham author Nikki Sepsis. The book is a story told by the Bob Sykes family of how Bob Sykes Barbecue is much more than a beloved family business. It's a restaurant that honors a Southern culinary tradition of food and fire. Bob Sykes Barbecue also is a fixture in the greater Birmingham area and even beyond, bringing diverse crowds of diners from the metro area and all over the country to Bessemer every day of the week, except Sunday, for award-winning barbecue. For more information about Bob Sykes Barbecue, go to bobsykes.com. Sykes is spelled S-Y-K-E-S.
Athens Bible School is accredited by Advance Ed, a member of the National Alliance of Concurrent Enrollment Partnerships, and is a satellite campus of Calhoun Community College. For more information, call 256-232-3525 or visit our website at athensbibleschool.org.
With six convenient locations to serve you, Bankston Motorhomes is your local RV dealer. They have some of the top brand name RVs for sale at incredible prices. Whether you are looking for an awesome RV for a long-term road trip or a smaller or more lightweight RV for the occasional weekend getaway, Bankston Motorhomes is here to provide you with some outstanding options and deals that you just won't find anywhere else. For more information, go to BankstonMotorhomes.com or visit one of their six convenient locations in Huntsville, Florence, Warrior, Albertville, and Ardmore in Nashville, Tennessee. That's Bankston Motorhomes.
This is Cora White inviting you to tune in every Saturday to Cora's Corner on The Mark White Show.
Does throwing away glass make you feel guilty? Now there's a better way to keep Alabama beautiful, and it doesn't involve being taxed involuntarily like other recycling programs do now. Phoenix Glass Recycling is a local small business serving all of Madison County that comes directly to you once a month for as little as $8.25. You can sign up now at phoenixglassrecycling.com, or if you live outside of Madison County, subscribe to their newsletter to be notified when service is available in your area. Welcome back to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Florence, Alabama, with April Houghton at Studio 23, Seven Wood Designs. I am sitting here right now with a really large token in front of me that reads, "You are loved and wanted." I'm glad to have April Houghton to share about this special project. She talked about sending tokens all the way to Romania, 800 tokens, and tokens that have been in the hands of students. This is a wonderful project, and I welcome you back to the show, April.
Thank you so much.
Glad to have you to talk about this effort. This is something that's obviously growing. I don't know that you realized how quickly it could grow, crossing 21,000 tokens. Yeah. from token one to now, I'm sure that it has grown at a rate that has surprised you.
Oh, 100%. Especially, and actually the token that you're looking at, this was the first one I made, smaller version, of course, but I've had to have 4 or 5 revisions of fonts because engraving takes a long time. And I was getting orders for, 25, then 100, then thousands at a time. And I thought, I've got to do something much faster. So now it has gone down to a very simple font, which is fine because the message is still there. But that just shows the evolution of this going from, oh, I've got plenty of time to engrave these to, oh, my stars, how do I get this done? And it's just, I love hearing the stories of where these tokens have gone. We do have a Facebook group, just a little private closed group that people can share what they're doing with them. Numerous schools have been affected by them in a great way and have ordered for every single one of their students. We're now in contact with 2 different mental health facilities in the state of Alabama have contacted me, and they're like, we want to give these out. We've got to keep this going. I'm like, absolutely. They deal with it firsthand every day with mental health, and I'm like, 100%. So supporting them. Texas, I know that they've gone to China. A good friend of mine goes to China, and she had taken some pictures and given them out there, and people just love them. I mean, it's just something so small. It's such a small gesture. It's nothing, you're not buying them a car, but you're just giving them something that, I think what you said earlier, it brings it back to that personal one-on-one, just being seen. Because I feel like when you hand it to someone, they feel seen. They feel like someone has seen me, someone cares. I am actually wanted here. And, for many of us, we're blessed to hear that every day. And for a lot of people, they're not. So it's just a small way to give back.
Where are some of the schools located that have reached out to you about this project?
Well, tons in Florence, of course, a lot of them in the Shoals. We have a ton in Texas, believe it or not. I don't even know how I've gotten over there, but someone found it, and I've had a lot of, actually, this will be my 7th school in Texas shipping out tomorrow morning. Hopefully they're done by the time I get home. But Texas has been a big one. We've had Mars Hill Bible School that's here in Florence. All of 700 of their students have received them. We've got schools that are in Florida, South Alabama. I had 2 in Tennessee, and I've had 2 colleges in Arkansas that reached out and wanted to give to their students for graduation.
Very nice.
It's just cool. Hospitals, we've had hospitals reach out. My daughter owns a bakery, and we were able to do, I believe it was like medical or Nurse Appreciation Week a couple weeks ago, and with each person that came up and got a treat from her trailer, we gave a token out. And it was the funniest thing. About an hour through this, we'd have nurses come up to get their treat, and they're like, can I get my token? And because it had already been said throughout the hospital, like, you're getting a token with your stuff. So that was kind of cool. I was like, oh, yes, I'm sorry. So it was like, they were like, I'm here for my cookie, and I need my token, please. So it was kind of cool that they were like waiting for it, and wanting it. That's the cool thing. And a lot of them, they're like, I know who I'm going to give this to. And because that's the cool thing. You might not want to keep it. You might be in a great place, and you're like, I know I'm loved. I feel it every day. I love my house, my job. Everything's great. Then give it away. Give it away, because there is someone who does not feel that. And that's the fun part of it. Or take some and just, I keep them in my pocket. And just when I feel like I need to give it to someone, you'll just, you get that gut. I don't know. But I'm like, hey, I need to give this to you. And they might be having a great day. And if they are, I'm like, please give it away. Give it away to someone who you think needs it today. So.
And I'm sure you've had the stories, just like the gentleman in the first segment that you mentioned about his wife passing away. He was working on keeping her garden going. And the stories that come back to you, I know that can be very rewarding, going back to what it does for you. You may have a couple of different examples that really stand out to you as maybe stories that touched your heart with this special effort.
There's a lot. There is definitely a lot of stories. I will say, and I have no clue, because like I said, we have been shipping out from all over the U.S., but I will say, and I wish I had pulled it up, I have a Facebook friend. We've never met, but we're friends on Facebook. And there, where she lives, there is a bridge that a lot of people say goodbye at the end there. The hardships or whatever. And that's what it's known for, unfortunately, where she lives. And when she ordered these, she goes, I'm just letting you know what I'm doing this with these. And she took them to that bridge, and she placed them a foot apart on that whole entire bridge. And I don't know it's how long it is, but she's ordered 2 or 3 times. But she's like, if someone is going to make that decision, they've got to hear this first. And so she does mental health awareness, but I thought, what a cool and awesome way to use those. You know, she wasn't necessarily giving them to someone, but she was trying to put them in a place so someone could see them to be like, wait, hold on. So she did put her business cards and things with them. I haven't heard back, you know, if anything's come of it, but I just thought, you know, the heart of these are simple words, but the impact is huge of what it could do for someone. So knowing that it's an area where people are having distress and having a hard time and placing them everywhere, I'm like, that's so smart. Like, what a great way to use that. There's also programs that I know that they have been giving out for children who have food given to them for the weekend so they can eat during the week when they're not at school. And I know that these tokens have been dropped in all of their bags and, you know, kind of like a little surprise. They didn't tell anybody about it. And the impact has been big there. These kids coming back going, can I get some more, you know, and absolutely, you know, it's just little things here and there, the stories you hear from people, you know, you don't know. I just lost this best friend of my life and someone randomly gave this to me in Aldi parking lot, or I found this in the Walmart buggy and this means more. A lot of people will write little things on the back of them. Also, I know I have a sweet friend who orders hundreds at a time and she writes Bible verses on the back and she leaves them for people to find. So again, you just never know what someone needs with those. And I love that people add to it. I love it. There's a church in Tennessee that has ordered over 1,000 for its members. The preacher preached a message about it and they all went crazy. So they order, but they put little cards with it and hand it out to people and say, I just want you to know, or if you need here's the number, if you need help, but there's something, you know. So I love that people are adding to it, that it's not just that. And I love that they can make it its own, because that's what it's for. That's why my name is not on this. My business is not on this. It is literally, you make it your own, whatever you need to do with it.
It certainly takes thinking outside of ourselves
100%
to do this. So you have some people who step up in a big way and say, I care about others so much that I want to do something. And then that leads other people to that too. Because once we start thinking about other people, it opens doors to these opportunities. If we're thinking about ourselves, if we're stuck on our own problems and our own issues, we're really not going to think about handing a token to someone to tell them that they're loved and they matter.
No.
And obviously we have to think a little deeper to be able to take that step to help others in this way.
Absolutely. And another thing about this, with trying to think about others, I believe this gives people who don't always feel like they have a voice to speak to someone. You know, I'll talk to a brick wall. I have no problem doing that. Entrepreneur, I've done it all my life. I'll talk to anybody. But when you maybe you're not an extrovert and you have a more introvert personality, sometimes you're wondering, how do I open up? What can get me to open up? And so sometimes I feel like this is like an icebreaker for a lot of people, to be able to do that for others. And no, I don't always have days where I'm like loving on everybody. And some days I'm like, I just want to put a hood on and like, please don't talk to me. I'm just trying to get through Walmart. Like, please don't talk to me. Please don't stop me. But you know, I always feel too that there is a purpose and you're in a path for a purpose. And so when I do get to stop and talk to others or hear the stories or anything like that, I know it's to bless me and to continue this. I mean, it's not incredibly hard to make these. Yes, it's a lot of time. Yes, it's a lot of laser time. Yes, it's my kids counting thousands of tokens, which they are very tired of counting. But, you know, it's for a purpose and it's for a great cause that's way bigger than us. And so, you know, I believe when you're given purpose and it, you know, it's helping other people, it just is a drive to keep going. So.
And speaking of keeping going, I want my listeners today to be able to know how to connect with you, April, so that if they have a school or a church or other function effort that they want to share these tokens, they can connect with you to find out more about the You Are Loved and Wanted token.
Absolutely.
Effort.
I'd love that. I do have a website. It's 7wooddesigns.com. It's all lowercase, one word, 7 as in the spell it out, SEVEN, wooddesigns.com. And they can go on there. They can order from that. And I always say, if you're ordering like for a school or a church, just put in the comments, hey, I need X amount because I'm doing this for, you know, whatever reasons. Because my ordering on there, I think, is from 5 to 35, but I'll have people, you know, that need hundreds, which is totally fine. It just helped from, it helped not getting the hundreds of orders at yes. one time kind of thing. There is also on there, they'll see they are free. I do not charge for these. And from the very beginning, I just ask people to give a heart donation. That's it. I'm like, you know, and I've had people give 50 cents, which is wonderful. And I've had people give $50, and that's great too. I'm just like, whatever you do, I take that money and it runs, it gets the wood. I don't charge, of course, for my time, for packaging. It helps with the mailing. The mailing, our very first month, mailing alone was $980, which was set, and it was covered. It was covered.
Wow.
That's a blessing. It was covered from people's donations. So each month, you know, the mailing gets a little bit bigger, which is awesome. But, you know, I just ask people to, you know, give what you can, and it'll just keep it going. That's all it's going to do. So,
April Houghton, thank you for inviting me to Studio 23 here in Florence today to talk about your special You Are Loved and Wanted token effort through Seven Wood Designs. It's been a real pleasure to sit here and talk to you today.
Ditto. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
Folks, here on The Mark White Show, we're recognizing difference makers and sharing their stories to encourage and inspire. And I hope you are encouraged and inspired by today's show. And you'll share it with your family, your friends, and your neighbors. Let them know about The Mark White Show and what we're doing to make a difference in our communities around the country and the world. I want you to follow The Mark White Show on Facebook and Instagram, and subscribe to The Mark White Show podcast wherever you get your podcast. You have been listening to an on-location edition of The Mark White Show, coming to you from Florence, Alabama. And this is Mark White, encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today. Special kind of
There are moments in life you wish you could capture forever. Alabama the Beautiful is a new online magazine that preserves images from sweet home Alabama. Yours anytime, online, every month, where the eye captures the moment and it really does last forever.
Be sure to check out alabamathebeautifulmagazine.com.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Mr. Cecil Batchelor is the one that started this business as Dependable Service Center. And even though now it's Green's Dependable Hardware and we're a True Value store, our tagline is still Your Dependable Service Center. We've tried to keep that alive for all these years. Mr. Batchelor really started a good business. We're really excited to be carrying on a long-standing tradition. It's the oldest retail store in the city of Russellville. We're Green's Dependable Hardware, 15228 Highway 43 in Russellville, Alabama. We're right behind McDonald's or right across the street from the hospital. Number is 256-331-0123.
The Dependable Service Center.
Is it time for a haircut? Give my friend Philip Butler at Southwind Barbershop a call, located in Rogersville, Alabama. You can call him at 256-247-5658. Make an appointment or just walk in. That's Southwind Barbershop in Rogersville, Alabama.
With over 19 vitamins and minerals, pecans are a nutritional powerhouse. And just like with any produce, you want the freshest pecans possible for all that nutritional goodness. Shop with the Alabama Pecan Company for the best quality in raw pecans, pressed pecan oil, fresh pecan butter, and so many delicious snacks. Shop online at alabamapecanco.com or stop and visit them in their Mercantile and Cafe located on Highway 87 South in Sampson, Alabama. That's the Alabama Pecan Company. Are you building your dream home? Or have you decided to stay in your current home and remodel? Either way, we all know that kitchens and baths are smart investments when it comes to the value and livability of our homes. Regardless of the project size or complexity, you want and deserve quality products and amazing service before, during, and most importantly, after the sale. A big part of that service is dealing with people that understand their products and can provide advice and consultation that you can rely on. Sounds like a tall order for sure. Who can give you the brands you know and trust and the professional help you deserve? Our friends over at Park Supply Company, of course.
They are the go-to for all of your kitchen, bath, and DIY needs. Visit their locations in Huntsville and Athens, and you will understand the difference of the Park Supply way. Large selection with the small hometown feel you love. Mention this ad and receive a one-time coupon good for $10 off of a $50 purchase. Go to parksupplycompany.com and connect with them today.
Gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. These are my kind of people.